I feel you watching me pull up across the room. I think you like the view. You're gonna make a move. I don't make this easy for you.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Good Luck Sith. I'm your host, Tati J.
And I'm your host, Ellie.
And we have a kind of not deep episode, but like not also lighthearted episode for you guys. But there's a lot to catch up on, but we're gonna save that for another episode. If you can tell, we got some tans going on here.
Maybe the way that's too shade from my forehead to like the rest of my face, man.
Yes, we just got back from Mexico. Oh, literally, today makes it a week. Well, my little horror story with traveling, technically tomorrow makes it a week for me. Yes. But Ellie got back a week.
I got
today.
Back a week. Oh, we had a good time.
We sure did. Some stories to tell, but we will, that's going to be a whole nother episode. So we're just going to be diving in. So today's episode is about me and my journey, I guess, and my experience with alcohol. And so we'll talk, Mexico will creep in here just a little bit,
right,
but
right.
Not too much. So just starting off, icebreaker. Ellie, most embarrassing moment while drunk? And you don't have to go into detail if you don't want to. You can just say it. Most likely, I don't know, because I'm already thinking of one for you.
Wow, why am I going blank and I can't remember anything?
I can give you a hint.
I'm reborn. You know, we don't do that no more, okay?
We don't do that no more.
I would say maybe my 21st birthday.
My
21st, and also my, what year was that, 26?
October 3rd. That's
October 3rd,
I know.
Baby. That's all I'm going to say.
I think 21st was embarrassing. 21st was liberating.
Yeah, 21st wasn't embarrassing. I think my only embarrassing had to be October 3rd.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about what happened, but yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about for you. Me, surprisingly, October 3rd as well.
Honestly, I want to take a moment to applaud us for no longer cringing every time we say October 3rd. Like, I can say October 3rd now and not cringe. Like, it happened. It is what it is.
Exactly. Ellie's not going to go into detail about what happened with her. Me, basically, long story short.
You're going to go into detail?
A girl was a little thirsty for a man. A girl was a little thirsty for a man. But I will say, in my defense, me and that man had nothing. Let's be honest. We had nothing. Mm-hmm. But flirtation, a little okay, you know. You know, a little flirtation, a little thing here and there. It's not like I made it up in my mind. I can't say too much because you never know who's going to hear this. But Ellie knows I didn't make things up in my mind. There was something there. To this day, every once in a while, there's a little...
She wasn't DeLulu. It was nothing.
I wasn't DeLulu.
One thing, I'm not going to let my girl be DeLulu, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, there was a little, like, flirting on both sides, okay?
Yeah, it's for multiple occasions. It's not like it just happened at one time. But the alcohol took me to a level where I should have never gone. And girl was called out of work. A girl was on a 3-day anxiety thing. But you know what? That led me to writing poetry again to deal with my anxiety. But, so shout out to October 3rd, I guess.
But whose fault was it that we did the 26 shot thing? Who's
me and Ashley.
Yep, you
me
and
Ashley.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah. It was me and her. We did that. We set ourselves up to get drunk. So here we are. Best moment while drunk?
I would say my recent was the Bachelorette.
Yo, you can talk about that part a little bit. You can say what we did or whatever.
I'm not an emotion. Everyone knows I'm more of I don't want to say abuser, but like when I have a little to drink, I'm more of like the...
Ellie likes to fight.
I will fight. Like,
she gets aggressive.
Who am I fighting? Yes, I get aggressive. But this time around, I was more softer. Like, guys, I'm so happy.
I'm not going to show you the video, but I have evidence on my phone. Ellie was boo-hoo crying.
I was boo-hoo crying. I'm bawling my eyes. So happy. I was telling everyone, I'm so happy. I have such an amazing man. I'm so thankful. So thankful for my friends. And I was just, like, bawling my eyes. And everyone's like, it's okay. Even the guys on the boat was like, you good? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm just happy tears. And honestly, even after when I got back, I was thinking of the tears. I get a little emotional just thinking because I was so happy. And I'm like, all my friends are here. But again, that's not me. So I'm like, no. I'm becoming softer. Like,
I love it because you're in your soft girl era. Because you got a real man beside you. That's period. What happens.
Period.
Ice coldness just melts away.
And one of our friends, shout out to her. She's in a relationship now. And she's one of the hardcore men ain't. You know, and she's in her soft girl era. So I just want to say, it's the right men that will put you in your soft girl era.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I think it allows you to be on your more feminine side, allows you to feel more love and release that softness too. So I think it's the right men that has to come along to release that side of you.
I definitely agree.
Yeah.
For me, best moment while drunk, a lot of good moments drunk. I really have. But for me, the best one that stuck out was 2021. I went to DR. And when I tell you, there was a point we rented this beautiful Airbnb and it was the view was gorgeous. Very like rural. Like it wasn't like resort. And I'm the type of person, if I'm going to go to a place, I want to experience like the bouginess of the all-inclusive. But I do appreciate, especially I think it's because knowing at least right now, going back home to Haiti is not an option. So anywhere I can go that's tropical and I can really take in the ruralness and the scenery and the greenery and seeing the cows and the goats, I love that. It was nighttime. I was drunk. Just came from swimming in a lake. I don't know how to swim, but swimming in a lake. Just came off a motorcycle.
What's your mama tell you about swimming in a lake when you're on vacation? What Marie tell you?
I think I'm alive. And I literally just swing and we're playing Haitian music because everyone's Haitian. And I look out and I'm like, wow, I love this moment.
Yeah.
I'm drunk. I'm having fun. I'm in a different country. I'm surrounded by good people. And then there was a very handsome man there that me and him, we had a little connection. That was like my little boyfriend for the trip. And we was just, it was just vibes. And I was like, wow, this moment. I love it. I just love being carefree. I love traveling. I love being somewhere hot and tropical with good food, people, and drinks. And that moment in my life, I was just like, I need this more. I need to have this moment more. So that's my best moment while I'm drunk.
Don't you wish sometimes you can go back to like a moment?
Oh, yeah.
You explaining that makes me feel like I want to be there.
Yeah. Like, oh, I love it. And then last one, worst hangover.
I would
Ellie's
have to 21st say,
birthday.
No.
For me.
Oh, for you.
For me, Ellie's 21st birthday. Man, was the guys, girl,
I've had birthdays for sure. Because mine, you didn't go to, this is the one Tati didn't go to.
Your 23rd, right?
Yes, my 23rd.
Our relationship and your birthdays was like this.
Yeah, her ex and He's not a Libra that we're not claiming that Libra. Anyway. So my 23rd, I had all my friends. I love celebrating my birthday. I love celebrating with my friends. So all my friends, family, cousins, we all went out to KGB, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we literally took over KGB. And one of my friends had been giving me like a few drinks to drink and I had a little too much. And the next day I just, honestly, I think I had it was alcohol poisoning at some point because I don't usually throw up when I have a little too much. It just, I go through the cycle of just gagging the whole time and nothing comes out. Mm-hmm. So man, oh man, the whole day, bro. And my parents were out of the country.
Thank God.
They're out of the country. So the whole time I'm just trying to recover for like three days. I remember just like coming back home the next day and I'm like, I'm never doing this again. Like I refuse. And I think since then I was pretty good until
you haven't gotten to that point.
Until my next birthday. No. I think every birthday. Remember DC, you were feeding me.
Oh my God.
The rice and chicken. It was DC. Yes. And then after that was my October 3rd birthday. Mm-hmm. But I think it's like every couple of years for me. And then recently was The Bachelor. It wasn't too bad. Not at all.
Yeah. But you didn't get like.
No.
No, not at all.
I can't do it anymore. Like, I just can't. It takes a toll on my body already when I travel. So imagine like doing too much, having too much to drink on a trip.
Ever since we went to NOLA in college and you know who got so drunk and she had to get on the plane the next day, we were just like, that scarred me for life. I told myself, I'm never going to be hung over on a plane because seeing her and knowing the misery she was going, I felt so bad. I walked all the way in the airport trying to find her something to eat and drink because I was baby.
You know what really sucks about that? Trip to that flight back home, that was like the worst flight.
Turbulence, we were flying through rain, wind.
So I can only imagine how she felt on that trip, on that flight the whole time. Mercy.
Exactly. Oh my God. Well, mine was Ellie's 21st birthday. It was just the time was had. But thank God, by that time, I was able to recover quick. Mm-hmm. By that night, I was up ready looking for Ellie's phone. That's the whole situation. I remember someone had to feed me a burger because, baby, I was like, what's happened? I remembered everything, but the night was just such a long night.
It was a long night. It was like my 21st, I think, should be like a short series. Like,
the elevator scene, like it was a movie because it felt like a movie.
It needs a production. Like, everyone had a good time. There was a point the floor was shaking at the college because everyone was jumping, jumping in the room. And the crazy thing is, we had quiet hours, but for some reason, for that one night, none of the RAs were nowhere to
be. None of the RAs came. Miss Ami?
We had a time.
Your 21st was good. My 21st, I remember we went to Venue, and then that was when the One Dance and Work just came out, and they played that back to back over.
You know what's the funny thing? I literally saw that guy in December.
Key guy.
Remember one of the guys that we had met?
From my 21st?
Yeah. Me and Tasha.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep, yeah. just saw
him. Wow. Yeah. Where?
My friend's wedding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And it was like we both were looking at each other like, we know each other.
College days are a little easy, but that's hilarious.
It is hilarious. And then I told Tasha, because I think Tasha often sees him too. So it was just like,
College was a time. I think that what was really good about, even though we're not talking about Ellie's bachelorette, like, even though like we were able to reminisce because you, me, Tasha, Janessa, and the college days, we were all able to like, you remember this? You remember that? And it's like, when was the last time the four of us were together?
I think
Janessa's baby shower. Yeah. That was it.
Right.
So that was a good time. Yeah. Well, moving on. As I said, we're not going to catch up. Here we are. So this episode, like I said, is about my relationship with alcohol. I would say for me, I started drinking really like 18 years old. And baby, I could drink. Okay. One thing about me, I could drink. And I wouldn't really get hangovers, despite Ellie's 21st birthday. Like, I wasn't getting hangovers like that. I was up and ready to go. And honestly, shout out to that man I used to be in a relationship with because he built my system up. That's one thing I'm going to thank him for. He built your girl up because we were the weakest. We was throwing them back. Hennessy, baby. That was our drink of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Hennessy. And it really just built me up. But for some reason, at the age of 28 right now, I don't think I could do that, nor do I want to do that anymore.
I think after a certain age, it doesn't hit the same anymore. Like, I think for me personally, I went into college like, no, absolutely not. I'm not I'm not getting a drop of liquor. This is not it. We know better, me and Janessa. So every time we went to like a gathering or a party, we're like, nope. And then finally had my first wine. And I was like,
look how things have changed.
I like this. This is the little, I like the feeling like,
little wine. Oh my God.
I had wine. And then from wine went to other drinks, right? And we're like, so this is how it makes you feel. So then it's just like, I think in college it became the pressure of like, let's get to that feeling that it gets us to before we get to the event that we're going to. So that was like my introduction to liquor. And then having to keep drinking it so we can get to the point where I can't have fun without it. In reality, I'm the same person, but it's just like, I think it's because when you don't drink and then you see everyone around you is drinking, you're like, oh, like, I want to get where they're at. Like, they look like they're having better, like, more fun than me. But in reality, you're going to have the same amount of fun even without it.
You see, and that's the thing. Me, I went to college, yeah, I drink, whatever. And at that point, the reason why I was drinking, because, yeah, I'm 18, I'm in college, I'm going to have fun, I'm going to drink. And like you said, it's like sometimes when you see other people drinking and you're not drinking, it's like, yo, why do they look like they're having more fun than me?
It does.
It didn't start off this way, but it developed into, okay, I'm drinking to have fun. Mm-hmm. And I also felt like also, once I got out of my relationship, it came into, I'm drinking to feel secure. Mm. Because now it's like I always say, like, I didn't know how to interact with guys. And it came from being in a straight-Haitian household, not having real much interactions, then going to an all-girls school, college, long-term relationship. So it wasn't until I was probably 22, turning 23, where I really got the introduction of, like, all right, Tati's single. I'm not looking for a man, but like, oh my God, like, I can more freely talk to guys. I can flirt to guys. I don't know how to do that. But what I do know how to do is drink. Mm. What I do know how to do is impress people with how much I can drink. Mm. And that unintentionally, subconsciously became my personality and became my coping mechanism and how to interact with people, how to be the fun Tati that everyone loves and how to use my voice. And it's like, okay, I just got to be drunk. And I didn't see anything wrong with that. But number one, I didn't really realize it until more recently.
But I also think too, like, after having a few drinks and I think of the situation, I'm always like, oh, if I wasn't drunk and I was sober, I would have handled this situation differently. Like when you said, what is one of your worst drunk experience? October 3rd. I'm like, if I was sober that night, I would have handled that situation completely different.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that was not necessary for me to even get like that, for me to even handle the situation like that. So it's just like, when we are not intoxicated, we handle situations way better than we could have, you know?
Definitely. And I think more recently, as I became more confident in myself and more confident in my voice and who I am over the past couple of years, granted, I think the last real drinking year I had was 2022. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know what? I finished my master's. It was fun. I no longer had to bring my laptop everywhere. Summer 2022, I had a time, baby. I had a time before the depression settled in.
Mm-hmm.
But 2023, I really was not drinking as much. I was not getting drunk or anything. I can't even remember the last time I've gotten drunk. Mm. Like, I'm talking about drunk. And I remember, like, there's times I would, like, and this is no shade to my friends or anything. It was honestly a good moment because it helped me realize, oh, damn, sis. Like, I said, oh, yeah, I'm not drinking. They'd be like, Tati, you're not drinking, you know? And I'm like, yeah. And to be honest, there was times I would not drink and there was times I would drink. And I was like, but damn, the fact that people know me enough to question my ability to not drink says something about me and my relationship with alcohol. Like, why is me saying that automatically like
a shock?
A shock.
I think at the Bachelorette, Tati's like, yeah, I'm not going to be, I'm going to have one drink. I'm going to have some drinks. I don't know if you did.
The night we landed, no. That Saturday and Sunday.
But then my experience with Tati is that whenever she does, like, so when Tati's like, oh, I haven't drank in a while. I'm like, oh, so are you doing Lent? Like, I always knew Tati would always give up drinking for Lent. I'm like, oh, okay, in college. So then when she was like, oh, I haven't been drinking, but I'm gonna drink tonight. I was like, girl, you remember last time you did that?
October 3rd.
October 3rd.
I stopped drinking for a while.
So I was,
and at that point, a while for me was probably like a month.
Yeah. So and I was nervous.
I
was nervous when you said that. I was like, so you remember last time you did that? So let's try not to, like, you know, let's try not to do that again, get too drunk, you know?
Mm-hmm. And we'll get into that. But yes, so that made me realize, okay, why do people, and I was like, my personality is drinking. Like that was a way to describe me. And I was just like, I don't like that connotation. There's nothing wrong with drinking. There's nothing wrong with being the party person, nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to the point that people close to you can't see you step away from that, mm-hmm. that made me think like, okay. And then also, unfortunately, as the years progress, my anxiety has progressed. And I've been in therapy for like 4 years now. I'm getting the hang of it, blah, blah, blah. But like now drinking, if I get to the point where I'm drinking too much for my body, it's not, I do get like, I guess a hangover, like my headache, and I just feel like and sluggish. But it's more like, I feel like, oh my God, what did I just do? Did I embarrass myself? Like the anxiety, you know, apparently a lot of people have been feeling this. It's like, in my heart, I get palpitations. My heart is beating and racing. And I'm just like, oh my God, like I feel so nervous. And like, and there's a, I had a whole situation about on here. And like, I'm looking at the script, well, not the script, but my points. And it talks about the scientific reason. We won't skip all that. Just Google it. But there's a reason for all of that. And I was like, I don't like feeling this, especially when it's like it's already so hard to control anxiety in general, and I feel like I've done a really good job of doing that. So now to purposely do this and put this sense of anxiety on me all for drinking, for what? There's no point in that. So that was where my turning point was, just kind of like, and I tried to ignore for so long, like, oh, I drink, I feel like this. I drink, I feel like this. Okay, maybe if I just don't do anything embarrassing, I drink, I feel like this. And I'm going to hold you. I really do think it's then from October 3rd. And I think because at that point, I was so insecure in who I was and how I looked and my voice. And that was still the year of 2020. And hearing that I was being thirsty and hearing that he saw it and he knew it too. And he wasn't rude or mean about it, like, or anything. But that just triggered something in me where I was just like, oh my God. How am I ever going to face these people again?
Right.
And I honestly think that's where my anxiety develops from that night. And I don't like feeling that way. So ever since then, it's just like every time I drink, I'm like, did I do something stupid? Mm-hmm. Especially around certain people.
I forgot what night it was, but you were like, guys, did I do anything stupid that night? And we're like, no. But now thinking back, I remember you would, after that night, you would ask,
yeah, because it's like a few times. God.
Yeah.
So that's where I think I realized, all right, sis, you may need to look at what alcohol is truly doing to you.
Right. I think the thing is also you need to, the moment you feel like you're losing control of your environment, of yourself when you're drinking, that's when you know you've had a little too much and you need to stop.
Yeah.
Like, am I able to carry this conversation that I'm having with someone? Am I able to handle the situation I'm in right now? The moment you can no longer do it and other people have to help you or other people have to take you aside or anything like that, that's when you should know, like, hey, I need to, you know, get a hang on myself. I need to start drinking some water. I need to not have any more shots or drink anymore.
And to be honest, that's still something I struggle with today. I think for me, I mean, I started drinking at a young age, I guess 18. And like I said, I had someone who helped me build up my alcohol tolerance. And I'm taller and I'm bigger. So I'm able to handle, typically, I'm 5'10 and I weigh like two, at that point in life, probably weigh like 230, 240. So I'm taller and bigger than most women my age. I'm going to handle a lot more alcohol than the average woman.
Like me.
And I think there came to a point where it's like, bro, I'm not feeling it. I need more. And to this day, ask me what my limit is. I don't know. And it's so easy for me to go over when I feel like people were looking like, bitch, you're 28 years old. How do you not know your limit with alcohol? I don't know. I truly don't know. I know when it's like, I'm not feeling it to like, oh, I'm a little tipsy to like, oh, we're drunk. I've gotten better. It's like, okay, let me put this cup down and just relax for a little bit and see. Like, I've gotten to that point. But there's sometimes it's like, by the time I get there, it's already about to be hitting me real soon.
But I think that should be the initial, like, once you start having a few drinks or so, I think that's the first step. You should know your limit. Because not knowing your limit is all my college kids, like, not knowing your limit, that's how you end up in the hospital and they got to pump out your stomach because you got alcohol poisoning, you know? So it's just like knowing your limit is important. I've always said I didn't grow up in a household that gave me like wine or like things like that. But like prior to my kids going to college, I do want to give them like, it sounds, I don't know. This is how I see it. But I do want to introduce them to like, you know how our household, Haitian household, we have kumis and stuff like that, rum. I do want to introduce them to that So then it becomes like a normal thing for them. Not like once they're introduced wine. I didn't know what wine was. Like I was, it's crazy, y'all. But I grew up in a very religious household. I never had wine. I never tasted wine. To be honest, I didn't even know Clemas had alcohol in it the whole time I was drinking it. So like I finally was introduced to wine. So I'm like, oh, okay, this is like, I'm like so innocent. I'm like, oh, this makes me feel so good. Where I don't want my kids to first be introduced to wine at like a party or to be introduced to Henny or things like that at a party. Like when we're having parties, like you're, well, 21's a legal drinking age anyway, but hey, that's what I'm like, I don't know if I can, but like, you wanna taste how this tastes? Yeah, that tastes nasty. Okay, bet. Like you can determine whether or not. It. Yeah, stay away from this. You can determine whether or not you wanna keep drinking things like this. It's not good for you and stuff like that. Because I also do want to educate them on the issues that come with drinking too much. You know what I mean? So it's just like you just didn't have that conversation with parents, and you just weren't introduced to certain drinks and like you know. Just think, overall alcohol in general is just not something to talk about.
For me, growing up with alcohol was very different. My dad every day had multiple beers. And to me, that was normal. And would I classify him as an alcoholic? No. Would he get drunk? No. But that was just part of his routine. My mom, baby, I remember this time. I remember what Christmas. I love you, mommy, so much. Don't get mad if you ever listen to this. Since went out, got lit at a party, came home, she sat on my Christmas gift.
She sat on it?
Put her off. What are you doing? And I wrote in my diary. I was so mad. So I saw my parents, and like, granted, this was not like an everyday thing, but like, I saw my parents drink growing up, and it wasn't an issue. They would let me have little drinks, like a little taste here and there. And like, till this day, Ellie knows my relationship with my mom. We be taking shots together, like, you know?
I know your mom's about to throw it back at the wedding. She'll be like,
baby, she'll have a good time. A good time. We were just never, alcohol was never anything. Granted, we knew like, okay, like, don't get drunk like that, da-da-da-da. But it was never something hidden for me. It was never something beside, da-da-da-da.
But I think
nothing like that.
I think that's Haitian. That's Haitian culture, period. I feel like when you go to cookouts, that's how it is. The uncles, the aunties.
They would let me get the wine coolers. Yeah,
they're having a good time. I remember the first time I was around it was we went to a funeral in Florida, and all my families got together. And I remember people were like having beer and drinking, and I never been around that. This is like my non-religious family
side.
So I was just like, oh, like I see beer, and that's when I'm like looking at other drinks. I might have been 8 years old, and I'm just like, oh, okay, like this is cool. Like they look like they're having a good time. But yeah, after that, I've never really been around it that much. Like growing up, when we have family with all my religious family members, when we have parties, it's just we drinking lemonade, we drinking passion fruit. There's nothing else. My parents don't even know that I will have alcohol at my wedding. Like, I think it'll be a shock for them when they find out.
Oh, baby. It's going to be a shock for them to see all of us act up, I guess, because.
Right.
You get lit. Like, I don't know what else to say. Period. That's just what it is. We're getting lit.
Yeah.
So that's how I realized, like, with alcohol, I may have had, like, issue. And the longest point prior to now that I went without alcohol was 2023. I did from February to April, so a total of 66 days no alcohol. And I think from that point on, that's when my relationship with alcohol completely changed. At that point, that was the longest I've ever gone without it. And when I started drinking again, it's not like I couldn't get drunk. It was just like I didn't feel the need to drink to get drunk.
Yeah.
Like when we, and right, yeah, I went to April, and then we went to St. Martin right after. Like the week after I started drinking, we went to St. Martin. Did not get drunk once in St. Martin. Did not get tipsy once in St. Martin. Took some shots. Had a couple of, you know, here's and there. I think I got tipsy the last night, or maybe baby drunk the last night. I was just showing my mimosas. Like, I didn't feel the urge to, like, let me keep drinking. Let me keep drinking. It was like, yeah, I'm going to enjoy my shots. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to enjoy the time. Maybe it's all inclusive, so I'm gonna drink. But Tati 2022, I would have been drunk every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day. Like, I don't know, oh my God, it's hot, the sun, a pool, all inclusive, food is good, it's my birthday. this is what I'm going to do. And I still had the most amazing, like I would say, that trip was the best trip of my life. That was, and
yeah,
alcohol wasn't involved. The main factor yeah. in it. And I'm happy to say currently right now, well, I drank in Mexico last week, but prior to that, the longest I had gone was 173 days with no alcohol. I hadn't had a drink since September 9th, 2023. And then my first drink was March 1st, 2024.
Wow.
And that is 5 months and some change, y'all, of no alcohol. And honestly, if we didn't have Mexico, I probably would have went until the wedding with no liquor. And I feel like I would have been able to do it.
Not me being.
No, baby. Not
me being the main reason that you be.
Not my dad. But baby, like I said, I think I've gotten to the point where it's just like, I can go and enjoy and have a good time. And a part of me was worried, like, am I going to feel guilty for drinking?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, granted, my whole plan, I don't want to be sober. I don't want to ever, like, that's my whole plan. But I think it was just more discipline. Let's see what you can do. And I'm like, I went this far. Am I going to feel guilty? Am I going to feel sick? Am I going to do this? Am I going to do that? And there was no guilt. There was no sickness. I'm just happy I'm able to enjoy alcohol mm-hmm. in a healthy way without all of these things running through my mind. Like a little Mexico recap. Friday, we went on a boat party. Fun. Very, very, very good. Once we do the Mexico episode, I'll probably like let you guys know where we booked and all of that in terms yeah. of like the boat.
Good time.
Great time. I didn't drink the Thursday. We landed Thursday. I didn't drink that day at all. I was like, you know what? Let me finish out the month of February. No drinking. Started drinking the next day. Had shots of, I don't know. Was it tequila?
It kept going.
I don't know.
It was so many.
It just kept going. I just bought different bottles. Had shots of that. Had shots of Don Julio. Had whatever jungle juice drink they mix. Didn't taste strong, but had that.
But it snuck up. It snuck up.
I got tipsy. I definitely, Ellie over here, tipsy. First of all, Ellie, one more shot for everyone. It's free shots, first of all. It wasn't, like, they're coming around.
Yo, I was acting as if this was on my tab and I was paying for everybody. I was like, one more shot.
And then, one more shot.
Oh my god!
Can you handle one more? Like, it was every 15 minutes. One more shot. And you know, they come in, they're giving out the shots. And she goes, Tati, you're not drunk. And I was like, no, Ellie. She goes, no, I'm no drunk, Tati. This is not drunk, Tati. I'm like, no, Ellie, I'm
toxic.
And she goes, look me in my eyes. And I look at her and she goes, okay, you're getting there. I see it.
What I
okay,
actually,
but one more shot.
I remember that. I have a problem.
And I was just like, okay. And at that point, I'm like, you know, I'm in Mexico. I'm on a boat. I'm having fun. My best friend is getting married. This is her bachelorette. Like, I'm going to have a good time. And I got tipsy, like the good tipsy. And that's another thing I realized too, for me, having fun. Great. I'm not going to lie. When you're drunk, you do tend to have a little bit more fun. That's just for me. That's just facts. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Do I need to do it? No, but I'm still in the point, as much as I grown,
mm-hmm.
sober Tati is not likely to twerk as much as drunk Tati. It's not that I don't twerk.
Same, you know? And same.
That's just what it is. So it does, like, there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of, you know, liquid courage to a certain extent. But I also realized too, it depends on who you're with and it depends on the vibe. Because at the end of the day, I did not get really drunk. I got tipsy and I was chilling, but the boat was lit. The mm-hmm. music was good. The people who were hosting it had energy. My friends were lit, fun. If it was like the music was down, all this, and I was just drinking, I probably wouldn't even have felt tipsy, because it needs to be everything adding up together. Yeah. So that's another thing. If I'm somewhere and the vibe isn't good, I'm not going to drink, because I already know I'm going to overdrink to try to have a good time to make up for the lack of scenery, the lack of people, the lack of everything else that's missing. I might as well just not drink.
Yeah.
But when everything's coincided and everything's at 100, oh, baby, yes, I'm going to take those shots because I won't need as much.
The vibe adds on to it. You need the vibe.
1,000%. And that's what that was. So I got tipsy. I didn't get drunk. We came back and I didn't have a drink that night. I didn't even drink that night, went up for dinner. I was just like, no, I'm good. Because I also was kind of worried, like, how is this going to affect me a little bit later? I had the slightest headache, mm-hmm. but it wasn't anything crazy. Woke up fine. Next day, I think I had maybe two shots, I think we took, and then one drink, and I was good.
Yeah.
That was my liquor for the whole trip.
proud of you. It's I think it's growth. I think it's growth overall, like looking back on how you dealt with liquor and then how you handle it now. Knowing mm-hmm. that when you go out, you can be like, no, actually, I don't want to have that today. Yeah, that's like really big.
There. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of myself. I think it comes with realization and self-realization of how, not saying how people perceive me matters, but I do think sometimes you do have to take into consideration, why is everyone saying this one thing about me and I don't see it?
Yeah.
So it caused me to look and, you know,
self-awareness.
And I told you, we getting up there. Like, I don't want to say I'm old, but I'm about to turn 29. The body don't handle liquor the same way.
I don't know how these 30-year-olds are doing it. I see. I'm like, honey, how are you handling this?
And I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and say that the reason I didn't drink because I was on this. I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but this one most people know. I had a breast reduction surgery the end of November, and I found out my surgery date in September. And then I told myself, once I found out my surgery date, I'm not drinking. I want my body to be as healthy as possible. So September was my last drink. Then after I was recovering, I'm like, I'm not drinking. Then after, I'm like, well, you know, the bachelorette's coming up, the wedding's coming up. I want to be as smashed as possible. I'm not drinking. And I do think it's helped a lot with my weight loss situation. And I think also not drinking has given me confidence because, and that's another episode that's going to come about like me losing weight and my breast mm-hmm. reduction, how I feel. But like me looking into this camera right now and seeing myself, I feel like I look good. Like you I'm proud good. Of how I look. And I have a little tank top on, or, you know, I made sure y'all couldn't see too much. But like, I feel confident and I look good. And I feel like me in the past using alcohol to bury those insecurities mm-hmm. of how I looked and how confident I wasn't in my body, me losing weight and knowing that the lack of alcohol contributed to that makes me be able to like, look at alcohol different. Like, I don't need it for that reason anymore because look where I got myself.
Right.
So,
yeah.
That's my little journey with alcohol. I hope you guys are proud of me because I'm proud
so
of myself.
Proud.
Like I said,
I'm
not going to be
you.
Sober. Mm-hmm. That's not the
goal.
But
you're going to have more control over your alcohol.
More right? control. And I genuinely, like, there's times every once in a while, like, I do, like, damn, I wish I could have, like, a little cup of some wine. You know, like, a nice chilled wine. But I was never honestly the type to keep alcohol in my house like that to drink at home. I'm a social drinker. But my problem is, when I drink outside, I drink way too much. Mm-hmm. Like, I may not drink Monday or Friday, but Saturday, baby, it's like I drank enough for 3 days and that wasn't okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm going to right now I'm not drinking again until the week of the wedding. Just so you know, like I said, trying to lose as much as I can to be in this dress and be snatched. And then after that, we'll just see. I'll probably drink, but it just won't be anything wild and crazy. I think this 5 month period of me not drinking has taught me a lot. And I feel confident in myself of being able to drink responsibly and healthily. So, yeah.
That's
my little episode.
Proud of you.
Thank you. And can I just tell you, Ellie, I forget me and Ellie don't see each other. So when we saw each other in Mexico, and I forgot this is the first time Ellie saw me since the breast reduction. And her reaction, I was so confused. I was like, Ellie, why are you asking? I was like, oh my God, we don't see each other.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, Tati, like, she just looked so much smaller. You know, it literally shows, girl, curves. You know, you can see Tati's curves now. I'm just like, wow. It looks so much different for me since, like, I seen you.
Yeah, because like, we hadn't seen each other since July.
Yeah, July of 2023.
And I was, you look so different from when I saw you.
I could be dramatic, yeah.
Like, oh my God, we haven't seen each other. So it's like, that was the best reaction. Because I feel like sometimes when people see you so much, mm-hmm. they don't see the differences. And
they
then
don't.
He goes, it's not just your boobs. You lost weight too. And I'm like, thank you
right. Oh, she looks
thank
good. You, you look amazing.
Thank you. But yeah, guys, that is our episode. As you guys know, we have a new segment called My Favorite Brand and Baby. Right here. I don't know if y'all can see it. There's going to be a picture somewhere on this. It's very pale. But this is the Biosense. Mm. I hope I'm saying that right. Squalene Rose Vegan Lip Balm. Honestly, Cindy put me onto this unintentionally.
You put me onto Biosyn.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. It's very nourishing for the list. It's like $16 at Sephora, but it's worth it. This is like, I've used this for at least 2 years now. Like, chapstick, lipstick, it don't hold nothing to this. So moisturizing. This is my go-to. I already have another one ready for me to open up once this one is done. So definitely go ahead and check it out. Biosense, you can get it on their website and at Sephora. And that is our episode.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you guys on our next episode. Bye, guys.